There were only two Hindu gentlemen in the village. And still the Mohammedans received us and arranged for our kirtan and prasadam distribution.
Hare Hare.
He felt it was Nityananda's grace.
Yeah.
First we were afraid. Haridas Brahmacharya told me, oh, these are Mohammedans. They'll not help us in any way, nor will they accept prasadam.
No, no, everybody helps us. Maybe. And that was sometimes Hindus are also against. It is not in my religion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, even the Hindus are against this movement. The Brahmins, they complain to the Kaji that this is not Hindu movement. You see, the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, Kaji had to take steps to stop the Sankirtan movement. So, Kaji took stay on the ground of complaint by the Hindus.
It's similar to what happened in Bombay.
Huh?
Similar to
what yes, happened. The Hindus, they wanted to break our temple. And they broke part of it. Do not know. Oh, how is that? That was a great agitation. By the instruction of the municipal, being bribed by the other one. You have not heard that we had so much, How is that? Very well.
In our exhibition booth, we have pulled up articles about, in the exhibition, Bombay has exhibited the method.
That evening, this part, and the field, agricultural field. Have any land to purchase immediately, then I can ask Mahadevya, he can pay for this. And without machine, they cannot sleep. They must smell, here is the machine. Then they can sleep. There is a fisherman, so at in the evening, that is still in India, in the evening you can ask shelter from any household or something, they will give you that. So he came in the evening, sir, I want to pass night to my home. All right, you are welcome. So, he said basket, fishing basket, and you keep this here, outside, and you sleep inside. So, whole day, he was restless. That whole night, he could not sleep. Then the master said, you are not sleeping? No, sir. Why? Yeah, because my baskets are kept outside. Yeah, what is the basket? Well, unless I smell, I cannot sleep. So this is America. Unless they smell about my sin, they cannot sleep. Habit is the second nature. For ordinary method work, they'll bring so many machines. I've seen Kalandar was doing. At least that machine must come. Making hole. That machine is compulsory.
You think like robot driver. I have a machine for rubbing the nails, sir. It's a battery-operated machine.
For finishing?
Yes.
Something.
And for nail rubbing also.
Yes. For massaging?
Yes.
And that for brushing the teeth?
But
you just hold the toothbrush and the machine makes it go up and down. Some scientists, they want to make all the different body parts. They want to give artificial arm, then artificial feet, and they're spending all kinds of money and time making these complicated machinery to do the same thing that the body is doing. And their ultimate goal, the scientists were stating, their ultimate goal was to make a complete human body so that the person never has to die, but he can always change his body just before
they cut up that machine will die.
Yeah.
He cannot save himself.
Yeah.
He can make a machine, he will not die. Yeah. But he will die. Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah.
How much perfect he is, this? You can consider that he is making something perfect which will not die. But he will die. So he is imperfect. So how his machine is perfect? This is common argument. He is imperfect, but he cannot make such machine that he will not die.
They say in the future they will...
That is kicking beyond their flesh. That is the only loophole on which you can kick on their face. Is it? They're making machine perfect, but they cannot make themselves perfect. Why did you ask? Why don't you make a machine that will not die? Your machine will not die, I accept. You are so perfect. But why you will die? Huh? Why you will die? What is your answer?
They say that they'll get to a point where when each cause of their death, maybe, say, a bad heart, then they can get an artificial heart.
All right, you can get everything, you do it. But why don't you do it for yourself, that he is not dying?
That's all right, I'm working for posterity, so that people who come...
What posterity? If you cannot take help from your nation, what posterity will take? It's nonsense. But you are starving, and you want to speak that I will distribute prasadam. What is this nonsense? You are starving, and you are proud of distributing food to others. Is that very good reason, reasonable proposal? What? First of all, you stop your starvation. Then you can say, now I have stopped my starvation, I will distribute food to the hungry man.
All the scientists and leaders, they're all like that. They don't have the vaguest idea. They don't have the vaguest idea.
We call them rascals and fools. They may advertise themselves as scientists, but we take them as rascals and fools.
So much want to be God. They're thinking they're going to create life and make bodies and this and that.
The only question is that the first of all, keep your life. Then he created another life. The life he knew is already there. Now keep it, protect it. By some machine or by some chemical. Then you talk all this nonsense. What do you think? Vishnu don't matter.
At the fairs in the United States, they have exhibits of what the scientists are doing. And one scientist has actually invented a machine, cost $100,000. And this machine can take the head of a man from his body and keep the brain cells still going. And they expect that this machine, they haven't done it to anyone because no one will do it.
That expectation is all any fool can expect anything.
They've done it with gold head.
We are concerned what you are doing now. That's all. We are not for expectation, future. We do not believe in that. Just no future, have a pleasure. It may be pleasant to you, but we don't believe it. You rascals, you can feel. But history shows that after death, no brain works. So, We take the simple conclusion that this brain is useless. So, am I right or not?
Yeah.
So now you are very critical, you can say. Am I right or not?
You're right.
Thank you. That Swarup Dhamma Dhas, the scientist, that you are beginning life from chemicals. Suppose I give you chemicals, then you make life. That I cannot say. This is their process.
Yes.
This is all that skills. And they are wasting public money and making other fools. They are going to the Chandralok and this lok, Velas. Simply wasting time. This remark I gave in the newspaper. Sometimes in San Francisco.
Yes, but the Buddha.
Yes, but it is simply a waste of time. And in 1968, I wrote that easy journey, and this is all childish.
Good mix.
Yeah. Have you read that?
Yes.
Yes.
It's very nice.
So we can boldly say, on the strength of Vedic literature, all these attempts are childish, and those who are attempting, they are all fools and rascals. That's all. Now they are silent about moon expedition. They are trying to go to Venus. What happened to moon? Moon planet?
Yeah.
Another diversion.
Just wasting money and time.
Another diversion of attention.
Yes.
So that they can exploit public money in that way. And the public is also fooled that they believe in this nonsense.
In the United States, Prabhupada, the rocks that they brought back to the moon are being displayed. In all the different cities, they have little small pieces of the rocks of the moon. And people stand in long lines
just
to come and see these little pieces.
How much rascal you are.
And they have guards all around the little rocks.
Guards
with guns, with guards with guns, around the rocks, and they will steal.
There is a deity there, which they
just don't pray to
guards.
God has made all of this, but God is also...
No, that one, I was a rogue, thief, yeah, to a bank manager, somewhere in Western country, and he brought some lotion. So he said that I can mix up this lotion, immediately the whole bank is blown up. So he became afraid, because the scientists do that. So well, he gave me check immediately, 200 million something. Otherwise, I miss it. He gave him the check. And he told her, it is time, bomb. If you call police or arrest me within this time, then it will burn. So in this way, he took out the check, and after some time, he phoned to the police, this is the situation, come and help us. Here is a time bomb on my table. The police came, they also took it very carefully, the chemical laboratory, and the chemical lab, they are also afraid. Then the solid is glycerin. That's fools are there. It is simply exploiting the innocent public of their money, hard-earned money. That's it. And if you go to such foundation and give us some money for spreading Krishna consciousness, printing this book. No, we are not interested in religion. We are for scientific improvement, glycerin.
Rational. They seem to be very rational.
Yes. Rational, a dog is also rational. But a dog is dog, a man is man. Dog, if the dog is a hat, it is not rational, it stops immediately.
Yeah.
It is not rational. prejudice, no?
Yes.
One has got reason. No, this man wants to check me. So he stops for eating. He has rationale. What is he eatable? Huh? Dog does not like preparation made with too much heat. They like meat, rotten meat, dried bones. There is rationale. This is my food.
Yes.
Similarly, hog also. He likes to eat stool than halwa. He has got rationality.
Yes.
As he will not eat stool, he will like halwa. He has got rationality.
Yes.
When hog has got rationality, he will not eat halwa, he will eat stool. So where is the want of rationality?
Yes.
Why don't you eat stool? That is rationality.
Yes.
Similarly, he does not eat halwa. So what is the difference between you in the matter of rationality? You deny something, he denies something. So what is the want of rationality?
Bhavananda has said that in his previous life he had a pet pig and he used to offer the pig sweet. But the pig would take the sweet and when he'd not eat it, he'd roll it in dirt. And when it is filled with dirt, then only he would eat.
Yes.
It tasted so bad, yet that something tastes good around it, we could get it down.
it is not for the hog, but a human being. I had a friend. If you give him rasugulla, he'll want little salt. Rasugulla with little salt he likes. Without salt, he cannot eat. And my father, he was at the last stage of his day, some rice mixed with milk. While eating that, he'll take a little curry also. So it is a test.
Paramahansa and Prabhupada were teaching in where was that? The East? Was that nation? Siam?
Thailand.
And there they would offer the people rasgulla, but they would put soy sauce on it. They would put this bitter sauce on it. Then only they would
eat. In Burma, my Guru Maharaj opened a branch. So when they were frying puri, the nice ghee, all the tenants, oh, what was? They cannot tolerate. But in Burma, there is a preparation, which is called nasi. The nasi means that a big jar will be kept on the door, and whatever animals, insects, cockroaches will die, they'll put in that. And during rainy season, it will fill with water. And it will be kept for years. Then, the bad smell was so terrible that if somebody would open the lid, it will immediately create very bad smell. So after some years, they will strain the water and keep in bottle. And when there is festival, they will supply. That is called love. And they will take it very pleasant. And when you are frying ghee, oh, what's that? Devon Narthamnath Thakur said that Nana Jani Bhraman Kare Kodarja Bhakkhan Kare Tar Janma Adhap Pateja Karma Kanda Gyana Kanda Sakali Vishere Bhanda Amrita Boliya Jeva Khar Karma Kanda, there are three kandas. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Upasana Kanda. So, Upasana Kanda is bhakti. So, instead of accepting this Upasana Kanda, worshipping the Supreme, Sarvadharman Purushottam, if one takes to the other processes, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, they are Vishera Bhanda, they are all poison pots. The result is, If they take to that path, then there the transmigration of the soul will continue, and they will have to eat all nasty things. Because this time you may be human being, and next time you may be hog. So this is karma kanda jnana kanda, sakali vishaja kanda. They are all poison pots. Simply bhakti kanda. We have to tell. Otherwise our life is a risk. The jnana kanda is also not safe. Because the ultimate goal of jnana kanda is to merge into Brahma. But there they cannot stay. Because in Brahma simply it is eternal life, eternity. But there is no ananda. But we are seeking ananda. In the Brahma, suppose if you ask that will eternally be in this land, will you like that? Huh? You'll never die, you'll live eternally, but nobody will come here. Nobody will talk with you. Will you like that? So, the Brahma realization is like that. Every living entity, he wants ananda. Ananda means that we are walking together, talking together. This is ananda. If I would have walked alone, it would have been no ananda. I do not like. Nobody likes. So, ananda means there must be entourage. Therefore, ananda is with Krishna. When you play with Krishna, you dance with Krishna, talk with Krishna, serve Krishna, take care of Krishna, then there is ananda. And simply to become one with the Brahma, then you will have to fall down again. Therefore, jnana-kanda is not perfect. And karma-kanda is, you can migrate from one body to another or one planet to another. You will be brahmanda-bhumite. You have to wander. And jnana-kanda means you merge. And that is also intolerable. Therefore, unless you come to bhakti-kanda, there is no question of real life and bliss. That is the country. Karmakanda, Ganakanda, Sapali, Visharamanda, Amrita, Uliya, Javakhaya, Nana Jani, Brahman Kare, Kadadja, Bhakkhan Kare. Kadadja, this is Kadadja. So many nice souls. Yes, and before this movement, in Europe and America, they are eating all these Kadadjas. So many type of Kadadjas. Their food is only to boil the meat. And when it is boiled, mix it with little salt and black pepper. Is it not?
Yes.
And after eating meat, then 700 years old loaf, cut it and add it with butter. And then take wine. Now they are eating Rasagulla. Am I right or not? Explain.
Previously they are only eating meat, now they are taking Rasagulla.
Is that Kirtan party?
Yeah.
So the way back we test, do you want to go back yet or on to again?
Snaniva. In empty life, there is an aburunitika sakti. You will see that I am very, very situated. Even in the hog's life. That is Maya. Similarly, even if you think now you have got human body, you are well situated in the hog. That is also mistake. That is also mistake. I am European, I am American, I have got so comfortable. Everything is wrong. Because you have to transmigrate, you do not know what is the next life. So what is the meaning of this relationship? And that is the mistake, that is Maya. You are not sure that you will continue this life. You will have to die. You have to accept. So this is Maya. Somebody well situated, he's thinking, oh, I haven't got to do anything with Krishna consciousness. I am well situated. I am European, I am American. Very odd, my friend. That Europeans and Americans will come and they will dance here with the chanting Jai Satchinanda. So that is India. So when they chant and dance, I simply remember, okay. I pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, now they have come to your shelter, give them protection. That's all. What can I do more? I cannot do anything more.
For Bhakti Mark.
Yeah,
and ours is also Bhakti
Mark.
Then what is the difference, sir, in our philosophy and...
No, that is not different. That is garage. That's they worship Balakrishna. And we worship Kishore Krishna. We worship Balakrishna. Gauriya Vaishnava, they worship all kinds of pastimes of Krishna. But they specially stress on Balakrishna. Childhood. That is spiritual variety. There is no difference. There is no difference. Chit Vaichitra. The exact name is Chit Vaichitra. Chit means spiritual, by chitra means variety. Where this road goes?
This one goes down.
So?
Krishna very prominent. Lord Chaitanya came, he made the worship of Radha Krishna very prominent. The Vaishnavas before...
No, all other Vaishnavas. But this Vaishnava party, they express Balakrishna, Gopal. We also have got our Gopal. That's it. Nadavandar Puri installed at Gopal. That Gopal is now worshipped Nathodara by the Balla Sampradaya. And that is Gauriya Vaishnava preaching. It is admitted in the court. Modern civilization is that they do not know that this there is transmigration of the soul and this constant change of body is not very good. They do not know. Neither they do know that there is change of body.
Yes.
Neither they feel that the constant change of body is not very good, if there is any remedy. This is because they do not find the final level. They are busy with the temporary problems. Real problem, the fetus. Being wielded by the three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas, gunas. They do not know the ultimate goal is Krishna. that do not matter. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita.
Body when it's old and wears out. And yet they're saying all
their... No, he does that. He creates his body. Just like sometimes the Mahavans, they think the tiger is the best land. Share. Share. Was fair. Man, to become a tiger is the fastest one. You can say? Yes. Krishna is within the heart. All right, I'll give you a chance. Become a slave. But when he becomes slave, he does not eat for months. You never find a slave very fatty, because he cannot eat. Every animal knows there is a tiger, the Amhar. By chance he can hunt over.
Sparrow.
When he,
The sparrow bird.
Yes. This is the position. He wanted to become a stare. All right, to become a stare. Jump over some animal, and immediately suck his blood. All facilities, the nails, the teeth, him. But is he happy? But everyone thinking that if I could become like this, I would have happy. So Krishna gives all chance. All right, to become this. This is transformation. This is transformation. We are thinking something like that, and Krishna is giving us chance. All right, we take this chance, we become like this. This is how Prabhupada says. But it will not make you happy. Therefore, ultimately, says Sarvadan Bhakti, you give up all this ascetic. What I speak, you can accept. That is your dharma. Parvadharma on for the Mahamikansana. That will be beneficial for you. The most confidential in this world. There is that story that one old woman, she was suffering, and she had to collect wood from the forest and sell in the market. So, one day, and she was praying to Krishna, our God, that kindly help me, I'm in very poverty. So, one day, she was carrying that load off here, it fell down. So nobody was there to help me. So she began to cry, who didn't help me? So she began to pray to God, kindly help me. And God came. What do you want? Oh, who else? I'm God. Can you help me to take this burden on my head? Burden. Yes. All right. From God, he's asking, please help me to get this burden on my head. So everyone is going, let my family be very happy. My son be married, he may let him be passed, may make Germany sad. But it is the same thing. Give me the burden on my head. This is the prayer. Murha. Namaham Prabhupada Murha. The life was meant for understanding Krishna. What's the thing? And he is asking, give me the burden on my head. Therefore, Murha. That's a fool. He's asking something which will never make him happy, even by merging into the Ipal, Brahma Ipal. He'll never make him happy. But he doesn't know. Therefore, he's Mula. Rasta.
That's a very clear example.
Yes.
Very clear.
Yes. Everyone is asking, please help me to get this burden on my head. Yes. Everyone is asking. Krishna mantra means asking nothing from Krishna, but only praying, please engage me in your service. This is Hare Krishna. Now let him engage whatever service he likes. I don't accept. That give me this service. That is also sense gratification. As soon as I say that engage me in this type of service, that is also sense gratification. When one surrenders fully, engage me in your service in whatever way you like. That is pure duty. You cannot dictate Krishna. Because he wants Sarudharma Thaktaval surrender, then I will give you. I allot what kind of service you can do. Sarudharma Puritajamami can surrender. Unqualified. But if I dictate, then Krishna will be unlike to take it. Then he will again become unhappy. Don't dictate Krishna. Be dictated. That is happy. That everyone is dictating. Please give me this, please give me that, give me that, give me this. Why should you dictate Krishna? As soon as I dictate, that is my sense getting. That is not pure devotion. Anna-vilasita-sunna make zero all your desires. It doesn't matter this desire or that desire, any kind of desire. Whatever you desire, that is material. Anna-vilasita-sunna. That is your desire.
That takes practice.
Huh?
It takes practice to stop desiring for oneself.
Yes. And therefore, practice is that you should simply desire what your spiritual master says. Don't desire yourself. Just saprasada bhavat prasada. If you fulfill the desires of your spiritual master, then Krishna will be pleased. Because he is the representative, the immediate representative. Boss, if you satisfy him, the master, supreme master is also. If he gives report, this clerk is being nice. That is sufficient. The saprasada bhagavat prasada. This is dangerous.
Human life was no advantage only because you have come, now it can be advantage.
Huh?
Human life is no special advantage only because if you come, the spiritual master come, then it can be some advantage.
Yes. Therefore, Vedic injunction is Guru Maiva Virakshe. You must go to Brahmas. If you want to make your life perfect, there is no question whether I shall go or not. You must. That is the beginning of human life. And there is animal life. He has no spiritual master. He is not going to obey anyone. He is working in his own hands. That is animal life. A real life here begins. Tat-vidyānātham sa-guru-meva abhidacche samitpāni surupriyam brahmanishtam. This is very English. You cannot do anything without abiding the orders of Sri Sharma. That is surrender. Nice water. And there are many thousands in fact. And we are thinking, if I go away, who will feed my son, who will feed my daughter? You never think that there are so many animals that are fed by the Supreme. He is supplying all the necessity. Why not for me or for my other children? It is Maya, the one thinks. So without me, that Gandhi was thinking, unless he was killed. He was always thinking, without me, India will be spoiled. India will be spoiled. It was spoiled Therefore, he wants to suffer. And after death, he also suffers. See, India's karma will have to suffer. Either Gandhi is there or not there. Prakriti pure, prakriti, everything is being done by the material nature. Prakriti krimanani guni, by dictated by different modes of nature. Ahankara vivuna kattaham iti mannate, the rascal being bewildered, he is thinking, without me everything is poor. I am the director, I am the director. So, I requested Gandhi, then come out of the star mile. Paradu. Just preach. Bhagavad Gita. No. He will be killed. That's all. Even a Gandhi commits mistake. What is with our other? What is the effect of this Sara? The effect of Sara is people are starving. That's all. At least the British government would not allow it like this. That's a fact. What is the Ganga Ucha Hamara. And we become
self-interested. They are making money and forgetting the
problem. Godless, they must be like that. Gandhi was a student of Bhagavad Gita, never taught about Krishna. This is his knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita without Krishna.
They want the material after killing this horse. After killing the cows, they want to milk.
Gandhi was approached by the Hindus. You are doing so much for the Mahamudan and so obedient. So why didn't you stop this cow killing? How can I interfere with their religion? You see,
this is
cow killing is religion. And he was such a fool that if somebody said that cutting the throat of others is my religion, who does that? Yes, you can do this.
Yes? Go this way. Prove that the cause of cancer is beef eating.
Yes. Leprosy is also beef eating. Get it for you.
The third greatest cause of accidental death in the world
is intoxication. The drunkard, especially the drunkard, Nikolai.
I think that's the second. But these are the choking on meat at dinner table and dying, suffocating.
Oh.
It's very widespread. And
what is
in restaurant, while they're eating meat, they get so into eating, they want to swallow to eat the next piece. So they, before chewing enough, they have a big lump of meat in their mouth and they swallow and they choke. So in many big restaurants, they have these fancy forks like this. That if somebody's choking, they go to the table, a very nice waiter, and he sticks the thing down his throat and pulls out the meat, then the person can continue eating. But it's a very high cause of death. In the world, they choke on meat.
That's like dog. A dog is to give meat. Like dog.
But dog doesn't choke so much. Well, sometimes it chokes.
Dog is a natural animal.
He has teeth for meat.
Yes.
The human being, they don't have so much teeth for meat, so they're trying to eat and then they choke.
This moment is all embrace, all problems. People should carefully study to take it. Then they will be happy. Otherwise, all plans are nonsense. The scientists, the philosophers, the all lessons. Maya apurita jnana. They appear to be very large. But Maya is killed. They have no knowledge. Maya, apri sakte hain. Let's see. Why? Asuri bhava also. Life is created by God. They will not accept. Life is created from that. That's it. Maya, apri sakte hain. Where is the innocence? That you create life by chemicals. That we shall see in the future. Put your name in it on his first. It boot. That's it. Will you accept any check? It will be paid in future. So why shall I accept this radical theory? Huh? Somebody gives me check $1 million payable 300 years after. Shall I be inclined to accept such check? So why are these fools accepting this fortunate check?
Well, but they say they've already done so much.
What have done now? What have done? Why people are standing? What have done?
But they'll say we've created so much machineries and gone to the moon.
You cannot eat machine. You produce. You produce rice, wheat in the machine. What you have done? You have simply misled the people that instead of tilling the ground, they have come to machine and there is no food. You have done this?
Yes.
You have on the false plea that we'll give you 500 rupees salary, you come to the city and be engaged. Oh, you saw? I simply produce one food. If I get 500 rupees, then I'll go to cinema, I'll have good rest. Now, there's no food in. You have done this. That's all. What is the benefit of this machine? The machine benefit is that we are purchasing, when there was no so much machine in our childhood, 3 rupees, 4 an hour per month, first class rice. Now we are purchasing 1 kg.
Can you have 1 rupee?
So if one is rascal, then you will be misled. Otherwise, any sane man will not accept. They say that you have done so much. What you have done? You have done this, at least in India. The effect of machine and factory is that there is no rice, no food. That you cannot get food. You have done so much. Well, India is not meant for machine. These rascals, they do not know. India's culture is plain living, hunting. You require some food, produce food, to take it and chant Hare Krishna. But they will not accept. Oh, this is primitive. Nowadays we have got masters in motor car. Yes. Because they require, the cows being killed are the salt. That is sufficient food for them. And that the farmers work for me, for bolts and nuts and motor tire, we make huge profit. You are making profit, but others.
What is the use of that profit, Prabhupada? Maharaj, and don't get even for eating. No clothing, no eating. Only profit, what profit will be beneficial?
They don't care for others. But they are having wine and woman with their black market money. That's not. That's not. They do not know.